And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I am very excited for trending this morning because a world tour has been announced.
Oh.
Australia is not included at the moment, but there's no way that this artist will leave Australia wanting. I'll let you know what's been announced in trending in the next 10.
Is it Rick Springfield, Jessie's Girl?
Yes.
Finally, we're getting the return.
It's a moot point.
Probably moot.
It's probably
moot. It's not definitely moot.
It's probably moot. Is that not one of the best lyrics of all time? We were discussing this the other day.
Yeah.
The point is probably moot
yeah.
because you're Jessie's girl. Jessie yeah. is your girl. You're Jessie. Jessie's a guy. You've got a girl. And it's a moot point that I like her because you're Jessie's girl. Great.
Well explained.
Moot. You only hear moot when you're talking about courts. Okay, we're going to do a moot court for anyone that's studying law.
I use moot point in...
When do you use moot point?
When I'm talking.
Okay. Don't ever use moot point with me.
Do you want to just recap the sort of context around Jessie's Girl, the song again for us?
No, I don't.
Good.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, yesterday I was attacked for my choice of morning tea, which happens to be plain Greek yogurt.
Plain, like just nothing in there.
Nothing
oh, wait,
in there.
So what did you have yesterday?
Oh, yesterday I had some
bird seed.
Yeah, I had some sunflower seeds
some
and
trill.
Some pepitas. It did look very trill, actually.
Yeah.
I did have that.
You've got a little tub of plain Greek yogurt, home brand, no doubt. And you've popped in there one of those bells.
Mm.
You know,
is Trill cheaper than trail mix? I wonder. I'll look into that.
Yeah, I imagine it would be.
Yeah. It'd be safe, wouldn't it? Anyway, you look up that. I was taken aback. You and Lee, not very happy with my choice of milk, okay? In the fact that it was sour, cultured, became yogurt. And a lot of people got behind me. Full board of callers saying, nah, eating Greek yogurt, plain, delicious.
I don't remember everybody supporting.
I remember everyone supporting.
10 kilo bag of cockatiel mix, mate, $22.
Ah, oh, there we go.
Can't go wrong. That's heaps cheaper.
That's heaps. You'd get a bag of trail mix, like a 500 gram bag for $22.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I'll look into that. Anyway, GWS Giants. Are you across their Twitter page at all?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
no,
that's a shame, mate. That's a shame.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
What?
I've just now Googled trail mix
yes.
just to see a comparative price.
Yeah.
And so Woolies will give you the it's like $7 for a 400 grams. So
okay, see? All yeah. right.
But the very next thing that came up is Trill Mix. So it's Trill, but it's fruit and nut blend.
Okay, does it say suitable for human consumption?
I don't know, but it's $9.99 for a 475 gram bag.
Okay.
I think I might.
Let me Google.
Would you eat it?
Let me Google. Can
would you eat it if I got you some bird
trill.
Seed?
No, well, I've got a seed. I don't know. Is Trill parrot food good? Best bird seed I've ever used, said someone. No, I don't know.
I'm going to. Okay.
Can humans.
Okay, start off with if yeah. anybody knows whether humans can eat the Trill bird seed sort of arrangement, please give us a call, 52232955, or message us on Facebook or Insta, K-Rock Geelong. In the meantime, I'm probably just going to buy this.
Don't buy it.
And what's the worst that can happen? I go put it on the bloody nature strip and the birds eat it from, you know.
No, I don't know if it can be, you know, it's like a magpie tree. I think it's more like budgies and stuff. I don't know. You know what I mean? Don't
well, it's
hurt
not
the
specific birds, mate.
It says here it might be a bit harder to digest. To get rid of the nuts.
It's probably good for you, mate.
Yeah, probably.
Bit of fiber.
Anyway.
All right, so we're going to get this. So by this time next week,
I'm
you will have had a go
trill.
At Trill.
I'm yep. not having Trill.
No, you are.
Get a bird in here. Don't write
I
it
did.
In your phone. Don't write it in your phone. Get a bird in
I've
here.
I've got That's a bird right. in here. Her name's Loggy.
Okay, right. Anyway.
Squawk.
Just in other news, as this has been totally derailed.
I am hilarious.
The Twitter account for the GWS Giants has revealed that rookie Jason Gilbey, who, I mean, that's a name that you hear and you're like, wow, what's Jason up to, right?
Yeah.
He has left his teammates and dietitian
flabbergasted.
Is the quote here, because he said, you know what, instead of water for the last 3 years, I've been drinking milk. I've substituted all my water.
All of it?
For milk.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. And that's something we can agree on, Tom. You
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
Who's drinking milk? No one.
So the other idea for a stunt is, you know, you try and scull the 3 litres of milk and see how long it takes you to vomit?
Yes.
And then you like power spew it back up?
Yeah, it's great.
Do you want to do that or the true one?
The true.
Yeah, I knew it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Got to get something in the house. Amazing's changed my life. I asked for it for Christmas, dropped a few hints, didn't get it. That's fine. We're all different people. I did get other beautiful things from Jimmy James. That's okay. KK didn't pick it up. No worries. I've gotten, sometimes you just got to be an independent woman. Mm-hmm. And I've gone out and gotten myself a shoehorn.
As in the one that you put in the heel and it helps you slip a shoe on. Mm. Old school shoehorn.
Don't knock it till you try the shoehorn. I am living an amazing life. Every day. See, I don't like, okay, I've got different ratings for sneakers. So, for example, I can only wear certain sneakers if it's not going to rain or there's no, or it hasn't rained. And they're the ones that I take the laces off and actually put them on. But my other sneakers, I just like to slip in. I'm wearing some Converses today, mm-hmm. and I don't like taking the laces off every time. So normally I try to stick my fingers in there, in the back of the ankle, and drag it up, and it was hurting my fingers.
Why are you taking the laces off your shoes? You
mean no, I'm unlacing it.
Sorry,
that
seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, okay, unlacing it.
So a shoehorn is simply making up for your laziness.
No, you don't need fingers.
Laces.
Is it?
You just need horn.
Is it sort of the long 30-centimetre ruler sort of one, or is it a little hand, like one you can put in your pocket?
It's not one of those tiny ones. It's a ruler. I wanted the one that you didn't even have to bend over, like a one-metre ruler. 30-centimetre ruler, but it's also got a lint brush on one side and a dry brush on the other.
And a back scratcher as well?
Well, you can use the horn for that.
Okay.
I'm horned up, and I would love for you two to also be horned up. Get a shoehorn. It'll change your life. It's dramatic.
Just quickly.
Okay.
Here's the thing with that, right? I'm sort of not the type of person that builds up a sweat putting shoes on, so I don't really...
I've been to the gym in the last 6 weeks, guys.
Putting your runners on.
Okay. Have either of you got a shoehorn?
No.
Okay, I'm going to let you borrow my shoehorn tomorrow. I'm going to bring it in.
I get it with dress shoes, men's dress shoes, no laces, that. Oh, I get the shoehorn for
Tom.
That.
Here
you don't need it for sneakers.
For my aquifer or whatever they're called. Aquila.
Hush puppy.
They're not aquifers.
Slippers.
Aquifer.
With my smoking jacket.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Earlier this week, it was brought to our attention that one of our favourite things to joke about, you and your fake family on a billboard in Oakdean Estate in Ocean Grove there. Now, I don't know if there's one or two billboards.
There's
but
a couple.
Certainly one of them, someone has taken some liberties with it.
Yes, they've decided to increase the artwork, but they've really, I was going to say nutted it down. They've really like focused in on one particular area,
nutted
which is your
a good word.
Face, Lingy. Yes. And they've
graffiti.
Drawn something that, you know, maybe if you're at, you know, a 16th birthday or something and your mates fall asleep, you might get out the marker and draw on their face.
Yeah, yes. That's a good way to describe it.
Well put. It's graffiti. Now, we've tried to ring the council graffiti line and we spoke to a wonderful person there who spoke about getting it removed.
Whether it's private property versus council property. We said, look, mate, that's your department. We don't know.
Yeah, we'll fill out the form.
Exactly right. Now, this is down at Oakdean Estate in Ocean Grove. So I thought, let's just get down there. Let's talk to somebody who is in the know, who understands it. Curly's Coastal Real Estate is the real estate company that handles all the sales for Oakdean Estate. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd go to the main man there. Damien Kayser is the managing director of Curly's down there. Damien, welcome to you.
Good morning, Lingy.
It's great to have you with us. Now, I rang you and told you about what was going on, the fact that this photo had happened, Damien. What's the latest?
So, Lingy, yes, after your call yesterday, mentioning that there'd been some unsavoury graffiti on a sign with your image on it, I thought to myself, that's not on. It's rude, pretty disrespectful. But anyway, so I went over to the site to have a look at the sign so I could arrange for it to be cleaned. And, yeah, to my delight, the image had actually been cleaned already.
Oh!
And I suggested perhaps, perhaps a member of the public or one of your listeners had obviously also decided that that was not on and pretty disrespectful, and they'd taken it upon themselves to clean the sign.
So wow.
Amazing.
Power of the people.
Clean as a whistle right now.
The Ling Army.
The magnificent community that is out there
have
cleaned it for me. Thank you to whoever that anonymous person is.
Well, Damien.
Absolutely.
With the cleaning, though, did they leave Lingy's beautiful face intact, or has that whole area just been wiped clean?
Lingy looks as good as always.
Ah, shiny yes. Ling. Beautiful. Just to
confirm, too, if there's two billboards, you definitely went to the right one.
Yes, I certainly did. I checked them both out, and they're both very clean now.
Oh, okay. Yes. Amazing.
Damien, I have one final question. Now, you're from Curly's. This isn't sort of some sort of whole, like, long play publicity stunt with the short and Curly's on Lingy's face.
No?
Okay, just checking.
No,
just
definitely check. Not.
Damien, thank you for updating us. There are some wonderful members of the community out there. Thank you so much for looking after
us. There certainly are, Lingy. My pleasure.
All right. Stop saying members, please, everybody.
Please.
I think job done. Well done, everybody.
KRock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Late last year, had to change a tyre on my car, and as I was tightening the wheel, I thought to myself, how am I allowed to do this with zero qualifications and then drive said vehicle?
It's a good question.
In public.
Yeah.
I've had another moment like that. So I've got friends that have moved house recently. They've bought a place, and they got the keys just before Christmas, and they've spent sort of the last month or so just tweaking things, just fixing things, changing the layout of the house a little bit before they actually moved in.
Okay.
Which they finally moved in last week. So I hadn't been there to help with any of that because I'm not a very handsy guy. No. But
didn't strap your nail bag on and get to work?
No, I think I left that in your car. My nail bag.
Mm.
So I popped around and they were taking us through like the stuff that they'd done and they've put in sort of new floors and they've changed the layout of the house. They've sort of, there's like an archway from room to room that they've sort of boarded up and put plasterboard. It looks, and you wouldn't know. And if you didn't see the photos beforehand, they've taken some sort of bits out and so really sort of done quite a bit of adjusting of the format of the house.
Mm.
And I walked, I was like, great, you'd never, like, as I said, you'd never know that there used to be an arch, now it's two rooms, it's divided, whatever. Essentially, they've got themselves an extra bedroom out of it. But I walked away and I was like, how is my mate allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Like, structurally, like, affecting a house and putting up walls and taking walls out.
Yes.
And sort of changing the, like, he's just a guy who owns a house and is allowed to, like, I know some stuff you have to get council permits for, particularly if you're sort of erecting things.
Yeah.
However, he didn't need to do any of that because he's just changing stuff internally in the house and there's no sort of, like, sort of.
I really hope, that if he was removing a wall, he may have had somebody with some expertise look at if that was a load-bearing wall or not.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if he took out full walls. I think he sort of just was taking out bits of walls. And
what about?
Has he played Jenga before?
There's that.
Well, so he's gonna he's eventually gonna sell that house. Someone else is eventually gonna live in that house unless they flatten it.
Yeah.
And they're gonna sort of not even know that my mate, not builder, just punter, has made real sort of substantial structural changes to the house.
Well, I'm sure it'll come with a caveat on the house to not lean on this particular side.
Because yeah, you go straight through the plaster and out the other side.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Like a lot of people, over summer, we had a day at Adventure Park, a terrific day. My wonderful sister-in-law, Jess, got there early, ran the gauntlet to nail a couple of prime sun loungers. Overlooking like right at the splash park, the big tipping bucket bit, which the kids love. So we're talking probably four sun lounges, seven adults, seven kids were in our party.
Mm-hmm.
Esky there filled with the kids' food and drinks and towels and wetsuits and everything like that. We nailed them for the day and went off to some water slide, did some thing, did, you know, here, there, you're back and forth all day. I think that is completely fine. That is ours for the day because we are fortunate enough to do that. Loggy, you disagree with me.
I just feel like I don't know if you can bag sun loungers the whole day. And then if you were sitting there, then cool. But if you go off, but you got to give someone else a chance to come and have the prime posse of the, you know what I mean? Like,
Adventure
I feel like share it around.
It's not about just sitting there. It's about going out and enjoying all the different rides there. So
exactly.
You're going to leave your sun loungers.
Exactly.
So,
sitting park.
I want to know. I want to know. Mm. Am I right or am I being selfish? And,
yeah.
And Log's right. I should have shared. Emily from Ocean Grove is on the line. Emily, welcome. What do you think?
Morning, guys. 100% agree with Winnie. If you get there early enough, they're yours for the day.
Yes, Em. Thank you.
Have you ever done it yourself, Em?
Yeah, 100%. We've got season passes. My kids wait at the line, and the minute they get through, they run, and they get them, and then we've got them for the day.
Okay. Also, here's another question. If you saved 10 sun loungers, is that cool?
I don't think you can have all of them. I think you're just as many as you need.
But as many as you need. What's to stop Lingy from having 7 of them?
No, so 4 sun loungers for 7 adults, 7 kids isn't being excessive,
okay.
I don't believe.
Mm.
What about you, Olivia and Bano? A, do you agree with Lingy or Loggy? And B, where's the line? How many sun loungers is too many sun loungers?
I'm Team Lingy.
Do you have kids, Olivia?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And as Lingy said, he didn't go excessive on the amount that they reserved.
Mm.
So all's fair in love and war when it comes to theme parks.
Yes.
Well said.
It's an anxious environment, isn't it? There's all these underlayers of rules that people don't talk about.
Yeah.
All right, Tony. Tony, our fat V jerky guy. G'day, Tony. What do you think? Can you bag sun loungers?
Oh, look, you know, it's obviously a rookie move. You know, Lingy should have brought Nan and Pop and have them sitting on the chairs the whole time, and then there's not an issue.
Mm. Well, Tony, they probably did sit on 2 of the sun loungers for most of the day, but they were dragged away occasionally to a ride.
I'm sure Loggy's done it. You know, Barker's always sitting there just sitting, going, no, 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 this reserve, no, no, no.
That's right. We do wheel out Bubba from time to time.
All right, Donna and Kariah, wrap this up for us. We've got 3 pro Lingies and no one's agreeing with Log yet. What do you say?
I say welcome back, guys, for a start.
Oh, thanks, Donna.
And then I say, oh, you're so cute, Loggy. But no, the kids know where to come back to. The Eskies there, they're all set up. Lingy, they're yours.
Yeah.
You only took 4. You didn't take a dozen. It's all good.
All right. I am looking forward to me, my sisters, my cousin, everyone else coming to Adventure Park and running there and getting all the sun loungers.
We look forward to watching you run.
Yes.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.